3, Flashback Continued, 2020. Interior Military Base Office. Here we find Captain 30s and Giles 25 deep in discussion about the military inquiry with Justin and why he has been released on full pay. Giles goes into detail about the information they learned on the Caribbean island. Giles, so you let him go, just like that. Captain, no, I made it clear that he had an affair with a female naval officer on the mission. He knows that's a court-martial offense, end of career, etc. Very well. So can I ask you a few questions about what we have found about this mission? We need your military advice on these satellite images we received from that island. Interior Military Base pulls a large brown envelope from his briefcase. Here the first shows the crater where the expat had built a house. What we don't know is if this crater was made by an explosion from above the house. Let me take a closer look. No. The crater is definitely not made by a missile or a shell from above. If you look closely, no earth has been thrown up around the crater. That's strange, because we know Elizabeth Kay ordered a drone strike on the house. That was aborted because by the time the drone reached the house, it had already been destroyed. Do you know where this RN officer is now? Oh yes, she's a captain in the U.S. Army based in Dallas. But with this new U.S. president, there's no way we can get more cooperation at present. Anything else I can help you with? Well, there's one more image we can't understand. But this is strictly confidential, you understand. All right, show me the intel. It's a close-up of a naked girl covered in mud being helped out of the rim of the crater by two local women holding a blanket. What? That's impossible for anyone to have survived such a huge explosion and still able to walk, let alone climb out? The image is a poor quality and not good enough to identify the two women. Justin's report was most concerned or even frightened that we are dealing with something extraterrestrial. The people on the beach, if you remember. Yes, there were hundreds, if I recall, and no sign of them since. How does a few thousand tons of solid concrete just disappear like that? Come on, man, you must have found more. We did. We had a forensic team comb the site last week. Hardly a stone disturbed. You mean that the house had dematerialized? Anything else I can help you with? In fact, it's more of a national defense matter. So you're not really an MI5 intelligence officer, are you? No, MOD, Ministry of Defense. The Lance Corporal said something on the tape that the island had been approved by all the members of the Five Eyes. Yes, that's really the problem. You see, we needed to find a place for the cylinder to land, where we could keep this event under wraps. You mean somewhere off the grid, somewhere still British with a U.S. airbase just 20 minutes away on Antigua. Yes, something like that. With the pandemic, none of the public have been allowed back since, thanks to the lockdown. So are you going to tell me why this is a matter of national defense? What I'm going to tell you is top secret and should be denied if you are ever questioned. All right. I understand. Do you remember a UFO encounter outside a U.S. Air Force base in England back in the 80s? No, long before my time in the military. Well, there's been more in the U.K. The last encounter was in 2016 in South Wales. RAF fired rockets, everything, and the aliens didn't like it. So you talked to these aliens? Not exactly. NASA tracks them when they come out into our heliosphere from interstellar space. They probably use a wormhole to arrive from the other side. Interior Military Base. Knock on the door, and the sergeant enters the room. Sergeant. The car has arrived for this gentleman. It's waiting outside. Captain. Right, Sergeant. Please wait outside the door. Giles. Better you forget we had this conversation. You heard the tape, but don't mention this in your report. Giles stands up, shakes hands, is led out of the building back to the gatehouse, and departs. After this breaking news, the next podcast goes back to Caribbean Island in 2020.